Well, this really caught your attention, so we're going to do it again. Anybody that's just dropping in, and you missed this from yesterday, Joe Biden talking to his this overflow crowd of about 20 people. I mean, it's remarkable. They got 20 people to sit down and not fall asleep watching him mumble along. But he mumbled along about his uncle crashing a plane in World War II and then disappearing. They never found the body because apparently he was eaten by cannibals in the South Pacific, which, of course, is bunk. Military says that plane ditched in the ocean and they died there. But it's... Anyhow, listen to this again.
And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Brosey, they called him Bozy. My uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete. They tell me when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Uncle Bozy, it's what's for dinner, apparently. Listen, so here's the thing that occurs to me. Look, this guy's an embarrassment. He's dangerous. He has no idea where he is, but his handlers continue to play puppet master with him, right? You got that figured out. But here's the problem. Joe Biden's a weakling on the world stage and everywhere else. The real problem is when the Democrats get a young, vigorous, dedicated communist in charge in the White House. That's what's dangerous. That's why Kamala Harris has not been promoted yet. She's not smart enough for the job, not for them. Plus, she would shuffle things up and she doesn't get along with her staff and so on and so forth. They can't figure out how to move forward. But make no mistake, they want to move him out. So maybe that's the play while they're messing around with Ohio and the deadlines. Because there's more evidence here that they're doing the same thing in Georgia. 18 attorneys general from 18 states have joined a lawsuit in Georgia to dispute the congressional districts there. It's all about lawfare. It's not about winning elections. They don't care about that. They care about winning in the courtroom. And I think the play in Ohio right now, Alabama's just there for show. The play in Ohio is to say, well, we missed the ballot. We would have won in Ohio. Except you didn't play fairly, and then they can take it to court, and you can see the future unrolling. There's something up with this. Anyhow, back to where we were. The boats racing ashore in California. You've seen it running across the southern border. You've seen that, people coming off in hordes. A whole lot of illegal aliens, however, are not happy. They're not happy, and you need to know this, about all the free stuff they're getting by looting America. The imported looters are not happy with what they're getting. Not with dinner, not with their clothes, not with their accommodations, not with any damn thing. And you need to pay attention. The free food for illegals that don't speak English is not good enough, you know. Listen.
But at the shelter, the food, my kids cannot eat the food at the shelter. And on Ramadan time, we couldn't eat because when you come back for the breaks, the food is no good at all. And they give us 2 months to stay at the shelter, and then you have to go out again with your luggages and the kids and find another place. It's very difficult.
It's not good enough. You could have stayed home. You weren't invited. You could have stayed home. Oh, the food's not good enough. Oh, really? So while we're filing the complaint forms, New York not welcoming, and it's xenophobic, too. They're a bunch of racists. Oh, I see. Here's more.
This is unacceptable. This is shameful time in New York history. This city is not friendly for all people. It is anti-African and xenophobic. Cette ville n'est pas du tout accueillante pour les Africains. Elle est raciste et xénophobe. Et on doit le dire.
Wow, they don't like the food. There aren't 500 interpreters to coddle them at every step. In a foreign country, they broke into illegally. How awful. The doors over there don't let it hit you in the ass on the way out. How about that? Yeah. How bizarre. These people come here, bump their gums, complain about the food, complain about the accommodations, complain they don't have the right food for Ramadan. Oh, really? Oh, we speak 500 languages. We do? Great. That's why America should have passed long ago. This is an English-speaking nation. Implanted that sign right in the ground. It's what everybody else did when they came here. When we've had mass immigration in the past, Irish, Italian, whoever, Chinese. When they came in large groups from time to time, they learned to assimilate. They learned the language. They worked hard. They didn't piss and moan at the table. You owe us this, you owe us. We don't owe you anything. You came here illegally. What part are you missing? Oh, and by the way, in Denver and New York, the Democrat politicians, they're like, look, these are our new constituents. We'll need 500 interpreters. Can we get them some better food? The hummus just isn't up to snuff today. Okay. Better now? Are you better? Anyhow, send me a note at stevegruber.com. Yeah. Send me a note. Tell me what's on your mind. We'll talk about it. I'll take a break. I'm going to tell you about that they, she, he, me thing in DeWitt Public Schools in DeWitt, Michigan, teaching kindergartners and first graders about the proper pronouns that they need to use. Yeah. Can't make that stuff up. I'll be right back.